Paragraph Gimel. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh b'chinas ner shel Shabbos." This is the concept of these Shabbos candles. Ki b'Shabbos oz nizgalin moirei oira, because on Shabbos is when the light is revealed. Ki Shabbos shmo dekutche brichu, because the Zohar HaKadosh says Shabbos is one of the names of Hashem. V'alkein oz mitzvah lahadlik ner, and that's why we have a mitzvah to light a candle for Shabbos. Because the Shabbos candle, which is a mitzvah candle, is the concept of light. And this is why during the times of Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, the Jews were able to see this on a physical level. As Rashi HaKodesh says in Chumash on the Pasuk Vayivieho Yitzchak Oyhelo, that the candles in the tents of the mothers used to burn from Shabbos to Shabbos. By miracle, the candle burned a whole week. That's another example of the suppression of the fire and the elevation of the light. Fire means destructive. The destructive power of the fire didn't work on them. It didn't apply to them. But rather, the light shone much, much longer than it would under normal circumstances. Vigamato, and nowadays also, afal pi sheinonu zoichem liroi zois begashmias, even though we are not privileged to see this happen physically in front of our eyes, afal pi kein beemes kol ner mitzvah kegoi ner Shabbos o ner beis hamikdosh o ner chanak yotzei kulam hei mechinas moira erkanal. We believe that every candle that's used for mitzvah is a concept of ma'oire oyer. It's light. It's not fire. It's a constructive item. It's not something that destroys the way fire usually does. Sheze bechinas v'atem advekim b'ashem. Ze bechinas kiner mitzvah v'toyro oyer v'derech chayim toychachas musar. Now Rav Nosson Zal quotes a pasuk where the pasuk puts all of these items together. Ner mitzvah, toyro oyer, v'derech, a path of life, Toychoches Musar is reprimand. Derech Chaim Toychoches Musar Zebechinas Va'atem Advekim Chaim. That's this concept of the Jews who attach themselves to the Shechina and they draw life from it. Ki Ashechina Kavyochol Hibechinas Toychoches Musar. Because the Shechina represents the concept of reprimand. Concept of Bechinas Asher Yisratoi Imoi. There's a pasuk that says his mother, you know, punished him. Admonished him, that kind of thing. Kihi miyaseres umoychichas kol ha'ilam al yidei dineho, because the Shechina represents that power that punishes and reprimands the entire world with its judgment. Aval umoys ha'ilam heim kolim v'nisrofim midinim akoshim. Now, when this goes to the nations of the world, it wipes them out. It destroys them. The severe midas hadin wipes them out. Bebechinas eishoich lo da'achli kola v'shatzi kola, a destructive fire. Avol Yisrael einam kola midinim, whereas the Jewish people are not destroyed. Even when Hashem has to show his Shechina, even when Hashem shows the midas hadin, it does not destroy. Chas v'shalom. Bebechinas, as the posuk says, ki e'ese kola b'chol agoyim, when I will effect a destruction among all the nations, oischa loy ese kola, you, the Jewish people, I will not destroy. V'aleim ne'mar v'atem advekim. And again, about Klal Yisrael's written at pasuk v'atem advekim. Kihei mekablim chiyus mimena, because we draw life from the Shechina. V'zehu v'derech chayim toychachas musar. Kanal v'zeh b'chinas kiner mitzvah. Hainu ner mitzvah mamish, shehu b'chinas moirei or. The mitzvah candle, that is the display of moirei or. V'zehu v'toira or, ki ha-toira hu b'chinas tlas kavna deina basayin, because we said earlier that the toira is the symbol of moirei or. Just like the eyes have four sections to them, the three colored rings and the pupil, the Torah has the four sections to it. V'tamim nekudois tagin enoisios. B'chinas moir orkanal. V'zeh v'derech chayim כי כל זה הוא בחינס דרך חיים תוכחס מוסר, בחינס בתם הדויקים, שזה בחינס מוירי אורה. This is all a path of life, that for כלל ישראל the שכינה gives life, for the other nations it's a destructive force. וזה בחינס המרה שרוע מוישה בסנה. Now Rav Nosson Zal says we could understand one of the most outstanding events in the history of the world. The first time Hashem revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, by the burning thorn bush. Shiro shahasne boyer boish. Moshe Rabbeinu was shown that this thorn bush is burning with fire. Vahasne einen ukol. And despite that, it's not being destroyed whatsoever. The fire is burning and nothing, usually the fire burns and the whole thing crumbles. It turns to ash. Here the fire is burning and it's not eating up anything. Ze bechinas hanal. That's what we said before. Bechinas eish oichlo da'achli kolo ve'afal pikein atem advekim. It's a fire, and despite that, for the Jews, they attach themselves to it, and they're not harmed whatsoever by it. Ve'al kein hera kodesh baruch hu zois lemoishe betchilas ha'izkarvo shel Yisrael. And this is why, this is what Hashem considered so important to show Moshe Rabbeinu when the Jews were first coming close to Hashem as a people. They were about to come out of Mitzrayim. They were about to come close to Hashem as a nation. And this was the message that Hashem broadcasted to them. Sherotzo Hashem Yisborach laharois l'moyshe b'goydel ahavas Yisrael shehu boicher bohem l'karvom elov mikol ha'shivim umois. Hashem wanted to show Moshe Rabbeinu the incredible love that he had for Klal Yisrael, and that he has chosen us to bring us close to him from all the 70 nations. V'romaz loizois basneh. And this is what he showed him in this thorn bush. K'moyshe hasneh boyer boyesh ve'eno yukol. Just as this thorn bush is burning with fire, and yet it's not being destroyed at all. K'moy kein mamish. Yisroel hem yicholim lidovek b'ashem, afal pishu eishoichlo. Exactly in the same manner, the Jews can attach themselves to Hashem, even though Hashem is called eishoichlo, destructive fire. Ki aleim nemar, because about the Jewish people, the Pasuk says, v'atem advekim b'ashem, when you attach yourselves to Hashem, chayim, it results in life, not the opposite. וזה בחינס חנניה מישור ועזריה שמוסרו עצמו מלכידש השם ושליחו עשם לכבשני יש לא נסרפו. This is also the concept of חנניה מישור ועזריה being thrown into the fiery furnace and they weren't burned. כי הם נקרואים בעלי שם טוב. Because in the Navi, what nickname does it use for them? It calls them masters of the good name. That's what they're called in the Navi, בעלי שם טוב. כמו ישום רזל, as the Gemara says, as it says in the Medrash Koheles, al posuk toiv shem mishem and toiv, the Gemara says, the Medrash says over there, that refers to Hananiah, Mishael, Vazaria. Motzino balei shem toiv shenichnesu lemakoyim hamisa v'yotzu chayim. The Medrash says there, we find certain people who were masters of the good name, and they were able to go into the fire, they were able to go into a place of death, and come out alive. Shehem Chananya Misha, etc., etc. That's what the Medrash says. Nimtzo, Shehem Balei Shem Tov. They are called masters of the good name. And in this chapter on Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal says that the name of Hashem is light. The names of Sheker, the Shemois Hatuma, and the Shemois of the Mefursomim Shel Sheker, they represent fire. Shehu b'chinas moirei or, val kein lo yisholak bohem hoesh b'chinas moirei esh. Because they were a concept of shem toiv, yud kei vav kei, that concept, therefore the fire couldn't harm them in any way. Ki aleim nemar v'atem hadveikim. Because about them was written, you are attached to Hashem, to yud kei vav kei, to Hashem's name. V'alkein ho achashdar penei upachvos o shishlich oisem lakivshon nisrufu mishvi v'denura. And that's why when the people there started laughing and saying, ha ha, it must be the fire is not hot. Nebuchadnezzar said, you're right. Let's see. He grabbed them and he threw them into the fire and they became instant french fries, instant toast. So they saw that this same fire, which for Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah didn't harm them at all, the same exact fire, when they put them in, it destroyed them completely. ki keneged ha'umois ha'yohoesh mebchinas eishoich l'dachli kolav shatsi kolav. Because to the other nations, the fire was a destructive fire. V'zeh ha'esh bi'atzmoi keneged Yisrael b'chinas balei shem hu b'chinas mo'yroram. And that exact same fire to the Jewish people who are called balei shem, the Jews who are part of the name of Hashem, b'nei Yisrael, we have Hashem's name in us, to us it's light. B'chinas v'yatam advekim. V'gam zeh bi'atzmoi b'chinas Avram Avinu alashon shenishlach l'kiv shenoesh v'yotzachai v'horon meis shom bo'yseyesh. And we find the same exact thing by Avram Avinu. When Nimrod threw him into the fire, nothing happened to him. And then Horon, who was sort of in the middle, he wasn't sure who to bet on, whether to bet on Avram Avinu or to bet on Nimrod. He didn't know who was going to be right. So he remained impartial. The fire grabbed him and the fire destroyed him. Hainu kanal, exactly as we said, bechinas eish oichlo da'achli kolo va'atem advekim. The same, it's two sides of the same coin, kaviyochel. The same Shekhinah is a destructive fire for them, and for them it's kindness. Interesting, another example of this. The Zohar HaKadosh says that we know when we talk about the right hand of Hashem, usually the right hand is kindness. The right side is kindness, the left side is harshness, judgment. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, hold on a second, we have a pasuk in Chumash which says, Yemincha Hashem tiratz oyev. The right hand of Hashem smashes the enemy. What's going on? I thought the right is kindness. So the Zohar HaKadosh answers, exactly, that's kindness. Kindness to the Jewish people is smashing the enemy. The same yamin, this an act of kindness to the Jewish people, lahavdil to the goyim, reflects itself as a punch. V'zeh perush, atahu Hashem olikim ha'shebochata bi'avram, v'hoitzesoi me'ur kazdim. You are the Hashem who chose Avram Avinu, and you took him out of Ur Kazdim. Ur is Miloshin fire. Ki bozeh shohoitzioi me'ur kazdim ikishna ish, bozeh bocharboi. The fact that Hashem saved him from the fire, that showed that he was chosen by Hashem. Ki zeh b'chinas kedushas Yisrael hanevchor mishivim umois. Because this is the concept of the Jews being a chosen people from among the 70 nations. B'chinas v'atem hadveikim, shehem dveikim b'eish oich levav al pikein chayim kulchem. We, the Jewish people, are given this special privilege that we are able to attach ourselves to the fire and not be harmed by it. Nimtza, shaydei zeh hanes, sheitziloi mikiv shano eish lo sholat bo yoish, shezeh b'chinas v'atem hadveikim, bozeh hera shemizborach shebochar boi mikolumo es li es dovog boi. So therefore, here too, by the fact that Hashem saved Avram Avinu from the fire, that's what showed that he was chosen, that he was the chosen one. Ki kulam einam yicholim lidovik boy, because all the rest can't do this. All the other 70 nations can't do this. When they go into fire, they burn. B'chinas da'achli kolo v'shatzi kolo. Rak Avraham v'zaroi levar. It's only Avram Avinu and his descendants that have this special privilege. B'b'chinas v'atem advekim. You who attach yourselves to Hashem are kulchem. V'zehu asher bochartob Avram. You chose Avram. V'hoitzeisa mi'ur kazdim. And you took him out of ur kazdim. Bochartob daiko. That's why that word chosen is used. Ki bozeh shenitzoil me'esh. Because by the fact that he was saved from fire, shezeh b'chinas v'atem advekim, which shows you can attach yourselves to the Shekhinah, bozeh humuv charmi kol ha'umais. That's what shows our uniqueness among, no, it's the word muvchar, chosen means unique, special. The specialness of Klal Yisrael is their privilege, the being given this privilege to be able to attach oneself to fire and not be harmed by it. V'zehu v'samto shmoi Avraham. And this is why that same pasuk talks about a name being elevated. The name Avram being changed to Avraham. Zehu b'chinas hagdolas Hashem. That's the concept of elevating the name, which Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in that chapter on Likutei Moran. Heightening the name of Hashem, or the shem b'kdusha. Shehu b'chinas moireir, which is the concept of light. hepach moireish, which is the opposite of fire, shaydei bechina zu nitzola mikiv shenoeish. Because by elevating the name of Hashem, or by increasing the Shem of Kedusha, that's how a person is protected from the harmful effects of fire. And this is why the time for lighting Hanukkah candles is from when the sun sets. Because the sun setting is a concept of the light being diminished, decreased. When the light is decreased, that's when the fire is increased. During the day, the Gemara says you don't need a candle during the day. It's at nighttime when darkness starts, that's when you need fire, when the Jews traveled in the Midbar. By day, they had the Amud Onan. By night, they had the Amudei Eish, the fire that shone away for them. That's why the time when the Jews are supposed to light Hanukkah candles is Badafka when the sun is going down, when the Moirei Or are decreasing. To activate that Moireyor, lehachmia Moireyesh, and to subdue the Moireyesh, which gets started exactly by night, you know, as night is coming in, when the sun goes down. Shezeh bechinas hanes shel Chanukah kanal. That's the miracle of Chanukah. Kaidei goydla hanes shel Chanukah nasato kamoi b'shabes she'en shlita l'moireyesh rak l'moireyor. Because through the miracle of Chanukah, it becomes like Shabbos, just like Shabbos. When Shabbos comes in, it's a light coming in. We light the candles to show light is coming in, and the fire is not, has no power over us. You're not allowed to burn fire on Shabbos. So too, when we light the Hanukkah candles, we're bringing in the light, and we're showing that the fire has no power, no harmful power over us. Paragraph Vov. V'alkei nikro Chanukah al shem Chanukas hamizbeach sheneschanechos bimei b'yisheni. And another reason why this yontav is called Chanukah is because of the initiation of the mizbeach, which happened also at that time during b'yisheni. V'chein koren b'chanukah parshas hanesiim asher krivu b'yis hakomas hamishkan. And also the kriya, the laning that we do on Chanukah, is the where the Nesiim, each one of the heads of the 12 Shvatim, brought their korbanos to initiate the Mishkan. Ki akomas hamishkan ubeis hamikdash zebechinas moirei or. Because Rabbeinu Zal had explained in that chapter on Likutei Moran that the setting, the establishment of the Mishkan or the Beis Hamikdash represents the establishment of the Moirei Or. That's what it was all about. V'osu li mikdash v'shochanti b'sechem. Hashem said, I want you to make a Mishkan, and the Mishkan will be the place where I will be among you. What will I be? I'll be a light unto you. I'll be a source of life. I'll be the battery of Klal Yisrael, right? Kavyocho. That was the Mishkan, that was the Beis Hamikdash. Kishom mi'irin mo'ere or. That's the place where the light shines in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Mishkan. That's where all of these miracles took place. The Gemara says there were 10 miracles in the Beis Hamikdash on a constant basis. What's a miracle? A miracle is a blast of light. That's where Hashem is showing himself clearly. When there's no miracles, kavyocho, it's choshech, it's darkness. The presence of Hashem is hidden. V'zeh b'chinas ner shel Chanukah. This is the concept of the Chanukah candle. V'alkein heim shayochim zeh lozeh. And that's why they're both so closely connected. The concept of the Chanukas HaBeis HaMikdosh, you know, the Chanukas HaMishkon, and the concept of the ner Chanukah. Baruch Hashem.